Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Friday, Cleveland. It's a day. It's a day. We're going to have some fun. I mean, the Browns are officially into what feels like you get like the offseason, then you get the preseason offseason, then you get the offseason of the offseason, and then you get to the preseason. We're in the offseason of the offseason. We're officially there. We've hit that point. So we're having fun. NBA Finals continue tonight. We're going to talk that starting out here with you guys. And, of course, Guardians going out west, starting a series, a 9-game road trip up against the Seattle Mariners tonight. We'll preview that game. We'll bring in Anthony later on to break down what's going on with the Guardians. And we'll see if we have a fix to get this team to the playoffs. As I told you yesterday, I don't think they're making it. That'll, again, be coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But it's Jake Volney with you guys here from 7 to 11 on overtime. We have Dominic Clary running the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s giving you the latest scores from what is the USA Open. First time I've heard of it. But he's nailing it. That's Anthony Allant. You know him. You love him. But today's going to be fun. I felt bad. I almost felt bad saying it. I'm bad at throwing like the little shots. I feel like I attacked you. I'm sorry, Anthony. That's on me. That one's on me. I ate that one on the chin.
Be nice to him.
I usually am. I very much so usually am.
I'd say if any of the shows, this one brutalizes him the least.
Yeah, I would think so, right? Yeah.
We're a kind show here, right?
Yeah.
Over time with Jake Volnick.
Yeah, I mean, we'll throw our shots, but all in good fun.
I mean, you throw shots at me every segment with my teams, but other than that,
9 o'clock.
You're pretty nice to him. Yeah, there you go.
9 o'clock, get ready. More coming your way, Dom. I put it in here, by the way, at 9 o'clock, we're getting to one of your teams just because I know you're here.
Actually?
Yeah, yeah. No, I just kind of want
you
your comments
even tell
on
me
it.
This is the first time hearing
it. Yeah, it absolutely is.
You're the best, Jake, I ever tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, try to get your perspective on things, Dom. I'm just trying to reel you in, have some fun.
Yeah, what a good friend you
are. That's all we're trying to do. It's a Friday. We're lax. We're having a good time. We're all trying to have a good time here. So how do we do that? By throwing Dom into a pit of misery with the rest of us. But where Dom's misery lies is in the NBA, along with ours. And that's where we're starting. Again, NBA Finals continuing later on tonight with Game 4. But with the Pacers leading now 2-1, I thought it was interesting. Like, we talked about the Pacers and sort of whether or not, you know, Cavs healthy, do you beat them? We talked about that yesterday. But I do wonder how the perception changes now as we're looking at the Pacers right here, now in the lead of an NBA Finals, and in my mind getting to like a coin flip of a series, right? Like if this to me is, if I go in and look at it, leading a game over the Thunder is as close as we're getting to an even series 3 games in that we could have possibly imagined. So
I'm giving the Pacers a real shot at this point. Like, if I still had to pick, if you made me give my choice, I'm still probably taking the Thunder to win this series. But it does feel like the Pacers officially have a real shot. And I just want to know from a Cavs perspective, sort of where we stand. Like, if the Pacers are going through here and they end up knocking off the Thunder, and let's say they do it in less than seven games, right? Series doesn't go to the wire. They win this relatively convincingly. Whether or not you're sort of almost giving the Cavs a pass, similarly to last year, right? It wasn't, you can't make a move now, and we were still talking about it. The two guards don't work. The two bigs don't work. We're going into that this season, and obviously the Cavs run it back. But if you end this season basically walking into a roadblock of what we thought was going to be a team that you could absolutely take down, and a lot of people thought they were going to take down the Pacers in five or six games, and you ended up losing in five games. But if you just realize, hey, we sort of hit a wall here, and a team that was basically destined to win the finals, like everything has fallen their way. Everything has gone the way of the Indiana Pacers, and they just are a team that right now is very difficult to imagine being able to stop. Do you give the Cavs a pass there? Because I look at it and I say, okay, well, hey, you were the number one seed in the East. You were playing good basketball down the stretch. You took care of Miami, no problem, as you should have. And then, you know, injuries roadblock you a little bit. But all in all, we were still pretty confident that without Darius Garland, at least for a couple of games in that series, you thought Indiana was a team you could beat. So I look at Indiana. Hey, you could win the finals. You could go through and you could dominate the next two games and win by 30 apiece. There's no pass in my mind for the Cavs. Right? No matter what Indiana does, I don't look at this as, oh, you just ran into a team that was hot, ran into a team that got some really good breaks and played really well down the stretch and it was going to be hard to beat them. I look at this as you were the number one seed in the East. And if not the Pacers, this could have been you. You could have been the team in this position if you played up to the way that you did all regular season long and you played to the way that you should have. So it's a lot less for me about, okay, here are the teams you ran into and you just ran into a good one that beat you, and a lot more about the internal progress of the Cavs. A lot more about what the Cavs look like in a vacuum, not how you match up against the other teams in the East, but how does this team get to be the best version of themselves? And for me, the way to doing that at this point is probably not by keeping the core four together, not by running back this roster in a very similar way to the way that you did it this year. Sure, great regular season team that won a lot of games, but we saw a lot of what came to fruition. Again, I've spent days, weeks, months harping on Jared Allen at this point, but I think rightfully so and fairly so. Like, when I watch Jared Allen play in the playoffs, I'm sorry, that is not a center that I see the Cavs moving forward with and being a better version of themselves and one that can win in NBA Finals. It's a guy that it most times during the postseason, it looks like they didn't know what to do with. He looked like the oddball out. And a guy who played so well for the regular season, played in all 82 games, it's like every version that you were able to use him in the regular season was not the way you were able to use him when the games actually mattered and the games were on the line. It honestly reminds me a lot, with a lot less money attached, to the way that we think of Rudy Gobert. Maybe less so this year, but the way we thought about Rudy Gobert for years and years in the NBA playoffs. It's like, this is great. The Cavs are going through, or at this point, you know, the Timberwolves, the Jazz, whoever it is, they go through the regular season. Rudy Gobert looks like a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. And then all of a sudden, you get to the playoffs and Rudy gets exposed. Now, Jared Allen didn't have that high of praise on him on either side of his game, offensively or defensively, but he was clearly an impact player for the Cavs all year long. And then when the moment came, it was like, hey, Jared Allen at times felt almost unplayable. It's like, okay, you're doing nothing for me on the offensive end. You're not grabbing rebounds. Hey, you're not making a massive impact defensively. What are you on the court for? Why am I playing you in the playoffs? And Jared Allen is a good player. The same way that I believe that Rudy Gobert is a good player. But in a lot of ways that you run this lineup right now, Jared Allen feels like he's being stretched into a position or you're being forced to play to Jared Allen's play style and not getting the production for it. He can't do much of what the rest of the roster would like to do, which is go out there, run a five-ball, more small lineup, and be able to spread the floor and match up with these teams that spread the floor defensively. That's the bigger issue for me. It's not what everybody else in the NBA is necessarily doing in terms of production. It's the Cavs have run into a roadblock of themselves. The Cavs have come to the conclusion that the way that the rest of the league plays is not the way that they're able to play right now. And it's great. You showed you can make two big men work in the regular season, but we're now going into year four of an experiment where I don't think I can make two big men work in the playoffs. And I can look at up and down the bench like we talked about yesterday, and I can look for guys who did not perform in the playoffs. And at this point, I think your window is probably getting too tight in order to just keep running that back and hoping that you improve, hoping that you get better. We can bank on improvements from guys like Evan Mobley and bank on an improvement from somebody like Darius Garland. Although I think Garland's is much harder to actually manufacture knowing he's going to be out up to 5 months and potentially missing the start of the regular season. I think that's a much more difficult thing to say, all right, well, you know, Darius is going to come back and be double the player he was this year or the player that he was to start all of last year before he ended up taking a decline in his play.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I don't know how you're supposed to expect this team to take leaps and bounds forward without making a change. I've watched the improvements they made year to year. Yes, it seems like they're taking steps forward, and Evan Mobley is taking steps forward in his game. But it's not like I expect Evan Mobley next year to be a top five player and immediately thrust you into being a star-riddled team. alongside Donovan and Evan. And when you think of Darius Garland as your third best player and sizably your third best player, you would think, wow, that's great. I don't know that we can just view Darius that way right now and view Evan in that light of being that star guy. And I don't know that one offseason is enough. He's on a path and a projectile path, right? To be in a way that he could be a top 10, top 5 player. I believe that. He's making, again, massive steps forward every single year. But I can't continue to rely on that to be something that's going to happen. And it's just going to be, all right, well, he's taken steps forward, but he's just going to take 3 years or 2 years worth of offseason steps in one. I can't bank on that being the difference maker. Having Evan Mobley turn into superstar is not a path this offseason. That's not a plan for getting this team on track. Your plan needs to be something that actually gets you to compete this year. That, or you need to consider resetting your window. You can't just hope that the East is going to be open and hope that you match up better against Indiana next year. You actually have to go through and make those changes, because it's not just Indiana you would have matched up poorly against. I truly believe, looking at the way that Boston was set up and the way that the Cavs played in the playoffs, you might not have matched up very well against Boston either. It is a team that played so well in the regular season and then crumbled when the moment meant it was at its biggest. Pacers can go and win this series. I'm still completely on board with making those changes. There's nothing that's stopping me. At this point in the offseason, I've come to my conclusion, and it's that the Cavs need to change something. 216-474-0092. Do the Cavs get a pass if the Pacers were to take down the Thunder in less than 7 games? You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, VULINEC Jake, so we can do our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Good stuff coming up for you guys tonight. I want to hear from you guys plenty here. No guests. It's all phone calls. I want to hear everything you guys have to say. Again, at 216-474-0092. We got still have the station buzz at 740. Get a grip at 9. We'll bring in Anthony Lant in the 10 o'clock hour for Change Your Mind. We'll also get you ready for the Guardians. First pitch, 10-10 tonight against the Seattle Mariners out west. Right now, it's 216-474-0092. Do you think the Cavs get any more of a pass if the Pacers take down the Thunder in less than 7 games? We'll get to your calls and more coming up here on Overtime with Jake Volnick with the guys until 11 on The Fan. That was clearly shown in the playoffs this year. So it's not a team who was star-studded and it was just top to bottom, played out of their mind, and they just got outplayed, and a team was hotter than they were. They did not match up well with Indiana. They had every answer, and it felt like at a lot of times, especially down the stretch in fourth quarters, the Cavs had none. And I think a big part for me is what comes down to this too, is sort of looking at where the window is for the Cavs in order to be a true title contender, right? Like, you have to take into consideration what is going on both financially and with the players on your roster. I think to get part of this done and feel where you're at. Because for me, it's a lot of looking at Donovan Mitchell and realizing that we have a guy who's going to be 29 years old next year, bordering 30. And by no means when you get to 29 are you just washed and no longer good. You're not a wide receiver in the NFL. That when you border 30, it's an anomaly when you keep playing well rather than the expectation. But the closer and closer we get to 30 and beyond with Donovan, the more and more he's going to have to change up his game and change what he does well. We know the kind of player that Donovan is. He's a guy that likes to get past his defenders, likes to get downhill, and likes to attack the rim. And he uses his speed and his shiftiness to be able to get past guys and create open shots. Well, hey guys, that goes away the older and older you get. It becomes more and more difficult to be able to do that. But I'm also looking at this in a perspective of trying to figure out a sort of where the cutoff point is, where you draw the line of, all right, well, for instance, if the Cavs go through in fall next year and they lose in Eastern Conference semifinals, let's say it happens to, you could pick your team. It could be Indiana again. It could be Boston. You could lose to the Knicks. I don't care. Right? Let's just say you lose in the Eastern Conference semifinals once again. At what point do you hit the roadblock and say, okay, it's almost too late to capitalize on what we have. Right? You might not be completely out of the running, but right now is sort of the back half of Donovan's prime. He's closer to ending it than he was to beginning it. And I don't know how many years that you're just going to be able to consider yourself the top of the East, as all of these teams are looking to get better. Boston's going to be looking to shift and reset and not be a second apron team. And the Cavs, in some way, are looking to do the same. You can't continue to just live in the second apron, which is going to be very difficult to get out of with guys like Donovan, Darius, and Evan all on the roster. You're going to struggle to put together competitive rosters with a severe lack of young or veteran talent on this team. Right? Your bench was good this year. Like, we consider the guys they could move off of. You could be gone without Ty Jerome. You could be without Sam Merrill. Okay, so there's two guys off your bench. Isaac Okoro, likely to be dealt at some point this offseason, I would have to imagine, because that's one of the things that helps you get under the second apron. And not that he was really providing you much in the playoffs anyway, but okay, there's three key rotational players off of your bench, and now you're going to have to reshape and reimagine that bench. Now, hey, Craig Porter Jr. can hopefully step up. Jalen Tyson can hopefully step up. But you're looking for young talent that is yet to really prove itself. I have high hopes for both of those guys. I don't know what they're going to be in the NBA. I don't have a clue what they're going to be. It's not like the Cavs just have players waiting in the wings and we're looking deep onto this bench and saying, wow, there is elite level talent all around us. A lot of people like Amani Bates. Amani Bates is not fixing any of the problems you have. Nor do I think that Amani Bates is necessarily ready to step into the NBA and become a true rotational player. Inefficient volume shooter. I could go down the list of things that's wrong with Amani Bates' gameplay, but I don't need to. You're going to be looking for veteran presence. And the longer and longer this goes on, the more and more that you owe to Donovan, the more that you owe to Darius and to Evan, the contracts only get more expensive. And if you keep Jared Allen around, that contract gets significantly more expensive after this year. You just don't have an endless supply of money and no repercussion that if you spend over or living in the second apron, nothing happens. This is a real problem. The Cavs are going to be limited in the moves they can make this offseason without making any deals. And that only gets worse and worse the longer that you stay in it. I think we're quickly shifting away from an NBA where you can go out and trade for players and sign these players to max extensions and just live and say, all right, well, this is our core for the next X amount of years. You get maybe one or two of those guys. And everybody else is a rotating and changing part where if you have a young player that performs, that guy's going to get paid. And there's a very high likelihood if he's not one of your stars, it's not going to be by you. And the Cavs have not shown, at least to this point, that they have a ton waiting in the wings or a ton that they're going to be able to move around and switch in and out that's going to keep them competitive. So, I mean, I'll throw out, again, at 216-474-0092, if the Cavs were to fail next year, is it essentially too late to make a move? Right? You can, again, switch up this roster. You can change things. But with Donovan entering 29, and with having to see what this team had for 4 years and contracts beginning to expire and guys getting more expensive, you're going to eventually take a step back instead of forward. This team has pieces that are taking steps forward. They also have pieces that are closer to taking steps back. And I don't know that you can just live and bank on the idea that Evan Mobley gets ready and gets to the point he needs to be to win a title, to play alongside Donovan and just be a strong 1-2 punch going into next year and running with this group. You need Evan Mobley to be that too. Or, even a 1B playing alongside of Donovan. But right now it feels like your window is closing and your time is continuing to shrink. And it's shrinking increasingly fast. Like, I don't know how many more times we're going to have to watch this be run back before eventually calling it quits. And there is a fear for me that once you do call it quits, if it's after this year, you're going to be looking at yourself and saying, all right, we're still going to be a great team. We're still going to be competitive in the East, but our real window to win a title may have surpassed us. OKC is not getting any worse. Those guys are on relatively across the board cheap contracts because they built their team out in a way that I think a lot of the NBA kind of despises the way that they built it out of just tanking for years, trading away all of their good players for additional picks, and then building those players through the draft. They have years until most of their contracts are going to become far too expensive. They don't have to live in that world. The Cavs do have to live in it. You've already paid Darius and Evan. You already signed Donovan to a contract extension. You've essentially signaled that your window is right now and it's here for you. But you then need to capitalize on that window. Like when you make those decisions, when you say we have to keep these guys here because we're building towards something right now, you can't just continuously build towards it. We've been building towards it for three straight seasons. Eventually, you have to reach it. And for me, running back the same thing is not getting you any closer to reaching your goal. You can look up and down the NBA. The Oklahoma City Thunder did not just base their team on chemistry, good vibes, and this team having to grow together and play together for 5 years before it worked. They got good young players who immediately produced and have come to stardom for them. I'm not banking on just sitting around and saying, all right, well, you know, in year seven of this project, it's eventually going to work. We can go down the sort of hack radio of the definition of insanity. Right? But if you just keep running it back over and over again, I truthfully don't know what you expect to change. You got that answer this year. Hey, that question was answered. Okay, you improved in the regular season. You were no longer a four seed. You were a one seed. But you still ended your year at the exact same spot. You still have the exact same problems that you had a year ago. Hey, if we were looking at different issues and different problems on this team, it might be an entirely different conversation. Right? I mean, you improved the offense while keeping the defense is one of the best in the NBA. Those mentalities and the sort of work ethic that was installed in a J.B. Bickerstaff era, it did, for the most part, continue to be this same sort of motto and work ethic that you got under Kenny Atkinson, just with a much better offensive product. But if you're going to get that, and then I still have, okay, well, mentally the team's not tough. Physically, I think we can say, and not because of the injuries, but the team's not tough enough. And when the big moments turn on, when the lights get bright, just like they did playing against New York 2 years ago, this team didn't rise to the occasion. That doesn't just change by keeping guys together and saying, oh, well, we'll have good chemistry and that'll fix it all. Right? We'll continue to let these guys build and play together and that'll be the end-all, be-all fix. No other team in the NBA runs back that product and sees that success. I mean, I'm looking. I'm trying to find one. Did anybody have an answer? Dom, you have an answer of that? You have a team that stuck it out for like 5 years and then eventually found a title in the NBA? Just ran back the same lineup over and over and over again? One come to your mind?
Are we doing modern NBA?
I would prefer you don't go back to like the 1960s. But if you have something within like the 2000s.
If it was 1960s, the 1970 Knicks, I think you can put in that category.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And maybe you can make an argument for the Rockies, geez, for the Rockets, maybe? But, I mean, they were always a top team, but, like, they won 2 years in a row, 94, 95. I don't know how long that team was together, but Olajuwon was on that team for around 10 years at that point when they won the title, no?
Yeah, I mean, there were definitely, were there not pieces and parts that were definitely mixed, obviously, throughout those 10 years?
I mean, Clyde Drexler, sure.
Yeah, I mean, you had to add, you had to switch up that roster.
Well, you know what? They won in the 80s, so I guess we can't really, a different core, but I don't know if there's a team in mind. I was trying to, like, you know, think of one that, you know.
Yeah, you throw a wrench in it. I mean, I asked for it. I was waiting for one.
The Bucks, maybe?
Yeah, the Bucks kind of stuck it out, but they also made adjustments and made changes to that roster a ton. They added guys like Dante DiVincenzo. They added shooters on that team, and they added guys to get better.
I think adding like Dante DiVincenzo as like a bench piece or like a role playing starter, I don't know if that's like a something you can put in the category of like changing. You know, I think that's just kind of just like, I hate to say it, but he's like an upper tier of a role player.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. I mean, he definitely started.
But that
games
core
for them
was the same. I mean, with Drew Holiday, and I mean, I guess Drew was there. They added him within like a 5 year time frame. So maybe not. I don't know. It's hard because it depends. Like, you know, no team's going to have the same roster for five straight years, you know? So it's like hard to figure out who it is.
That's the problem. The Cavs are going on the real core here of having the same, not roster, obviously, top to bottom, but we're talking about core four, really starting lineup almost top to bottom. I mean, you're basically talking about that when we're saying core four for 4 to 5 years. And they're looking to build and be like, oh, it's eventually going to change. It's eventually going to change. That's great when Evan Mobley's 19 and you're saying he's going to get better. Evan Mobley's now 23. Evan Mobley has gotten better, and you still have not made the improvements. It's no contest to say, get rid of Evan Mobley. Continue to see him grow. He's a player that is absolutely on the do not trade, do not touch list, barring a unforeseen circumstance where you're just offered a godfather trade to win a title right now where it couldn't go wrong. But I mean, you can't continue to play the same thing over and over again. This team's window, again, is rapidly shutting. They are getting ready to have it slammed on their face within a couple of years. I'm afraid that we're getting to a point with Donovan. We haven't seen the fall off, but that fall off tends to hit a lot quicker than people realize. The minute he stops being the key player that Donovan Mitchell has been in any capacity, this team takes a step back, even if Evan Mobley's moving forward. Unless he becomes a primary ball handler and a true top scoring option, you take a massive step into the ground. Again, 216-474-0092. If the Cavs were to fall next year, is it too late to make a change? We'll get to your calls as well as the station buzz coming up here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Second Apron tells you no. Career path of 30-year-old plus basketball players tell you no. You don't really probably want to start your core with a guy in like, okay, now's when we're actually committed to going for a title when a guy turns 30. I want to get some of you guys in on this. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's go out to the phones. Jerry's in Cleveland. What's going on, Jerry?
Hi. In answer to your question, I was thinking the Golden State Warriors, they were together for years, and I'm talking about their main players.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely adds up because Steph's like 2009, 2010. Within a year or two, you had Clay. Another year or two, you had Draymond. I mean, definitely, I mean, from what I'm throwing out there is a good shout because you're absolutely right, Jerry. But I think the other side of that, too, is what, by the time that they were making a title run, was the fifth year of their sort of oldest player of their core?
Which is what you were saying, 5 years.
Right. Right, but I'm saying, hey, Steph went from rookie to 5 years being the star. Like, Donovan's been in the league for a decade at this point.
Yeah. Now, another thing is, I always had a problem with two small point guards.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, to me, my opinion, one of them's got to go. I think our core should include DeAndre Hunter. DeAndre Hunter, Evan Mobley, Donovan Mitchell, depending on what you could get for him. Now, if I could get Jaylen Brown for Donovan Mitchell, which I doubt if we could do, I would do it. Would you trade Donovan Mitchell for Devin Booker?
Probably not. I mean, Book's a little bit younger, but not much, and I don't think he provides anything that Donovan doesn't. They're both just absolute scoring machines. Like, Devin Booker's 28. He'll be 29. Huh?
You can't teach height.
You cannot, no.
We got two small point guards in our backcourt, and I think that's the biggest problem. I honestly believe, in fact, remember Portland when they had the two small point guards?
Yeah, CJ McCollum and Damian.
Yeah, outstanding players, but they couldn't get over the hump. The last time it was done was Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars. And what year was that?
Far too back, before I was born.
And I believe they were a lot tougher than these point guards are today.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about that. And Jerry, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the insight. Hey, one, again, you're 100% right on the Warriors. That is a slightly different situation in my mind just because that's a team who built it from the ground up entirely. And Steph, again, was in his fifth year and is like 24 by the time they're reaching their height, 25. And, well, I mean, everybody pretty much clicked on that team at the exact same time. And they all came up and came from young to playing very well together. I think that makes a lot of sense. You got Donovan when he was like 26, 25, and have run it back now, and we're going on 4 years. I think that's part of the issue that we run into. Hey, the two small guards is an entirely separate issue. I think you can substitute some of that with an actual defensive guard off the bench. I think you can substitute some of that with getting somebody that's a little bit bigger as a small forward. But it certainly presents an issue. There's defensive ways around it. Running guys off the three-point line, forcing them inside to a defensive player of the year. Like, that certainly helps, but that's something you're not getting rid of without trading one of those core members if it's Darius. I mean, hey, I'm not fully opposed. More on the board of trading Jared Allen and hoping to get better defensively elsewhere, but it's definitely an issue. It's certainly a problem. Again, 216-474-0092. Bill is in Menor. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, Jake. How are we doing tonight?
We're doing good. How about you?
Hey, I'm fine. I think you're probably right in what you say. Whether or not should mm-hmm. Indianapolis win, you know, what does that say? And I think that's a question for whatever the NBA equivalent is of, like, the competition committee that the NFL has or whatever, because clearly the line has kind of been crossed with Indiana's style of play to the where, you know, the heavy defense off the ball, you hold, you push, you shove, and you just see whether or not the officials are going to get involved in any of this and where the line really is. And I think that's going to be an issue because basketball, you know, we've done everything right here in Cleveland, I think, is more so with the Cavaliers than any of our other teams. As far as putting a really good product out on the court.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of a shame that, the beauty and artistry and offensive capacity of the game has been sort of put in a check to the boards, if you will, you know. And it's a style of play. I think NBA's got to legitimately ask himself, is this divergence in the postseason what we really want? And if it isn't, then the Cavaliers and OKC and other teams may be on the right path. It is. I mean, maybe we should blow it up. That's the way I think it.
Yeah, and Bill, I think the problem we run into, and I appreciate the call, is the fact that like that's the way the NBA playoffs has kind of almost always been structured. It's been structured for the last, I don't know, 10 to 15 years, where the lighter side of it, you see plenty of foul calls, you see the refs, you start sort of prioritizing player safety and getting these guys foul calls and almost refereeing by the book to the way it's written right now in the NBA. It changed when you get to the playoffs. And you do get teams that get more physical. But right now, those are the teams that get rewarded. Like, those are the teams, and the Cavs are not one of them, but those are the ones that get rewarded of, all right, I'm going to bump bodies. I'm going to see what I can get away with in terms of, you know, checking on a guy's shot, checking while he drives to the rim, using a little bit more of my hands, using more of my body to create some contact, and we'll see where the line's drawn today. The Cavs just run it like it's a regular season game. And part of that is the physical toughness that we talk about that I think is a problem with running it back this year. I don't know how the Cavs get... You don't get tougher by keeping the same roster together. It's not like you're just going to set up the entire team of the Cavaliers and start running the Oklahoma drill and being like, all right, start finishing through contact, right? All of a sudden, we're playing tackle basketball. Try to find a way to get it done. It's not going to change. Like, the Cavs can finish through contact, but it's like they're met with something they didn't meet all year long. The rest of the NBA, or a lot of the rest of the NBA, finds a way to combat that and finds a way to push through it. The Cavs have been stonewalled by it. Every single time you get to the playoffs, it's like, okay, they're just out-physical. They're out-muscled. And you saw that this year, too, and on the mental side of it as well. Or they don't hold the big leads. When they get down big, they weren't creating massive comebacks in that Indiana series. I think that's part of the problem. That's part of the roadblock you run into. And again, like if you continue to run this thing back, I don't know how much more physical you're going to get as these guys continue to age. Again, Evan Mobley can absolutely put on 20 pounds of muscle and become more physical inside, can start to bang a little bit more. That's not going to be Donovan. I can almost guarantee you at 6'1", that's not going to be Darius Garland. Hey, Darius can get bigger. He can get stronger. We've had people compare him and his body type and physique only to Steph Curry. Being like, okay, if you look at Steph when he was around this age, all of a sudden he started to bulk up. He started to get bigger. And his body took this transformation that allowed him to be a stronger defensive player. Steph was also, an inch taller? Steph, if I'm not mistaken, has a longer wingspan. He's naturally a better defender than Darius is. He can improve. I just don't know how much tougher you get with the product that you have. And in a lot of ways where you have to make a change. It doesn't necessarily have to be the two guards. You can bank on that happening from Darius, but you got to get tougher somewhere else if you don't. I don't look and say Tyrese Halliburton's super tough. I don't look and say Pascal Siakam or Miles Turner are egregiously just out-muscling and overpowering everybody. It's everybody else on Indiana's roster that you look and they do that. It's Aaron Nesmith. It's Benedict Mathurin. It's TJ McConnell. We're playing elite-level defense. And the ones who are getting to be a little bit, more handsy, putting a little bit more physicality in the game. Let's go back out of the phones. Raj is in Cleveland. What's going on, Raj?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. What's your name? I know I always listen to you, but sometimes they...
Jake, Raj. Jake.
Yeah, Jake. Yeah, sorry about that, Jake. Yeah, you on to it because now the caller, and I've been hearing this so long, the last two small guards to win was Isaiah and Dumars. And mm-hmm. Okay. If you go back to that team, and then you said Steph Curry and Klay. But if you go back, well, Klay wasn't that small. But if you go back to, if you look at both those teams, what they have in common, they had enforcers in the middle. They had toughness. When Andrew Bogut was healthy, which I think they would have beat the Cavs if he hadn't got healthy. But, got hurt in game five, I think it was. But if you look at those teams, they were physical. They could rebound. Yeah, they had the guards. They had the outside scoring. And that's what I was saying all year long. The Cavs needed to get a third big man off the bench. And they didn't then. OK, so since they didn't go out and get that guy, they had nothing to lose by just putting it all out there and just throw Tristan out there when they need it. After they lost with the game where they lost game. Yeah, when Mobley, well, they had three players out. Mobley and
game two.
Yeah, game two. So you had nothing else to lose. Just put Tristan out there. He didn't put the coach didn't put Tristan out there to save the world. So the toughness, the rebounder, Jared Allen was the guy. I kept saying, even before the playoffs start, he's got to be the guy that lays it all on the line in the postseason, step his game up. He didn't do it because you can't rely on, you know, your players are not going your guards, your shooters, they're going to hit cold streaks eventually. And so you got to have guys in the middle to make up for that. And as far as toughness and rebounding and trying to, you know, protect the rim.
Yeah, and Raj, absolutely. We're up against it, so I got to let you go. But I think that, again, part of it is, like, you miss everything on the defensive end. Like, you don't have an enforcer if you're the Cavs, which Tristan was just too slow. Tristan is not up to speed to run with the Indiana Pacers. He would have been exposed beyond belief. But you just don't have that in you. You don't have any type of the defensive presence. Like, I can look at Benedict Mathurin and say, kind of an enforcer. Miles Turner at times defensively, a little bit of an enforcer, at least as a big man perspective. And then you have guys like Aaron Nesmith, and you have guys like TJ McConnell who are pesky in-your-face defenders. And the Cavs don't have that either. I can't run it back. Can't do the same thing again. Not happening. And I think that if you do, you're going to run into a scenario where you're probably looking at something that's just a little bit too late. Too late to actually make a change. All right. Let's leave that there. When we come on back, we'll get to the most pressing things said by our station's guests today with the Station Buzz right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.